fellas in town now. Get out, get out, yeah.
Our next guest on Downtown is a legendary guitarist, winner of 10 Grammys, 3 Latin Grammys. He has sold over 100 million records and is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He will be coming to Bangor, Maine on August 2nd on the 1001 Rainbows Tour. We are so happy to be joined here on Downtown by Carlos Santana.
Hello.
Well, hello, Carlos. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, yourself?
I am wonderful, thank you. Appreciate you making some time for us today.
Thank you.
We're so looking forward to the show here in Bangor. Now, you wrapped up the Blessings and Miracles tour in May. Have you been able to take a little break at all?
Oh, yes. My wife and I, Cindy, we came to replenish in Kauai.
Well, that's not a bad place to replenish right there.
No, it's not. plenty of coconut, real coconut water and sugarcane juice. We're very grateful, very, very grateful.
I wanted to ask you about that. It seems like gratitude plays a big role in your life.
You know, nothing happens in this planet without gratitude. Gratitude is, you can't eat without a mouth, you can't feel without a heart, and gratitude is the best way to communicate straight to God without any static or any weird noise, you know. If you want something to manifest in your life, first you have to increase the intensity of gratitude in your life, and then the universe bestows upon you an avalanche of abundance. But it starts with gratitude. You know, if you're not gratitude, you don't receive nothing. You know, if you don't believe, you don't receive. But believing when the first thing I do when I open my eyes before my feet touch the floor, I'm grateful, you know, for the air in my lungs. I'm grateful for all the blessings and miracles, and you know, just I'm grateful for everything, music and family and, you know, my wife and love, and you know, so I bathe myself psychologically and spiritually with gratitude, and then I know without any hesitation that I'm worthy of God's love and I will receive whatever I ask.
Well, and there's so much spirituality in your music, and it doesn't seem to me that it's confined to any particular religious belief. It's just an embrace of the holy.
You know, I love the way you put it. It's exactly what it is. When you embrace the holy, it's like pretty much it's like grabbing a diamond in your hand, and a diamond has many facets, but it's still a diamond. And that's what your a heartfelt hug with God. You know, you're not going to be in conflict with Christianity or Hindu or Buddhism. You know, it's the same one. It's the same thing, only different.
The tour gets underway soon, and you'll be coming here to Bangor on August 2nd down in Boston at Fenway Park for a couple of shows as well. And I know Cindy will be on the drums, as always, Andy Vargas on vocals. Who else will be in your band?
Ray Green, singer, used to be with Tower Power. Dave Matthews on piano. He used to play with Etta James. Carl Perazzo. He used to play with Prince and Sheila E. So, you know, my band is pretty diverse with multidimensional musicians.
Well, and that's always been your story. I was talking with someone about your music the other day, and you were playing world music before anybody knew what that term meant.
Thank you for saying that. You know, I didn't know that was a term, but later on they gave this word to my brother and brilliant musician, Bob Marley. I think he came out in 72, 73, although he was doing it since the 60s, but we hit the radio around 68, 69, hard, playing what you just described, world music. The foundation is basically African music, African rhythms, African colors and textures, emotions and feelings.
We're talking with Carlos Santana here on Downtown. You are an influence to so many, but you had influences as all talented artists do. Can you talk about how Gabor Szabo influenced you?
Oh, thank you for asking that. You know, Gabor Sawo basically grabbed me by my neck psychologically and spiritually and pulled me away from B.B. King, because I was one of those B.B. King disciples. There's a lot of people like Peter Green and Michael Bloomfield. We all come from B.B. to a certain extent, but somehow with Gabor Sawo, it's like you said, okay, you got something else to dip yourself into, which is called Gypsies from Budapest, you know, Hungarian gypsy music, you know. And so I learned that I can still play the blues, but I do it in a very, very European, Hungarian, elegant music. It's not that the blues is not elegant, but it's on another level of, it's just another frequency.
Well, and your version of Black Magic Woman, people may not know, was a medley of Peter Green's song and Gabor's Gypsy Queen.
Exactly. Thank you for saying that. And Otis Rush and Wes Montgomery.
Mm. The success that you had in the late 90s with Supernatural, I don't know that anybody could expect that level of success. Smooth, your collaboration with Rob Thomas, the biggest song in the history of the Billboard charts.
You know, I'm so grateful. I think we're second only to Chuck, the Twist.
Oh, Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say Chuck Berry, but it's Chubby Checker. Yeah. But, you know, I'm ready for the next one. I think around the corner there's a new wave. We had Abraxas in Woodstock, and we have Supernatural. And I think there's another one around the corner coming up where Santana gets to assault the four corners of the world again with new music and music that people know already. But, you know, I just feel really grateful and confident, you know, that God has some things up ahead for us to share with people.
You've worked with so many different artists through the years. What's the key to a good collaboration?
Compliment. Mm. Compliment, compliment, compliment. Do not compete or compare. Compliment.
You have given back so much through the years as well. Can you talk a little bit about the work done with the Milagro Foundation?
My joy. We love helping children all over the world. For example, in Africa, we gave $2,500,000 clean to Mr. Desmond Tutu to help the children who were and their parents who were infected with AIDS back then for clean water in uniforms for the first schools. We also help Indian reservations. We help people in South America. We help people in United States, centers where people are, they need shelter, you know. What people need more than anything in this planet is a deep sense of self-worth, you know. And they can only get that by somebody reminding them that they are precious and priceless, you know. Someone needs to remind everyone that you are divine and you are light and divine. And, you know, I think it's time to put aside all that part of the Bible where they accuse you of being a wretched sinner. You know, that stuff is like Godzilla religion, and I don't subscribe to it. You know, I follow Jesus and God, not Godzilla, you know. I don't follow a God that's cruel. I don't follow corrupt corporations, whether it's religion, you know, Catholics, or the United States government, you know, because all those things, they're not really who they say they are. They are corrupt corporations, you know, and I think that at this point we need to just wake up and inspire people to have impeccable integrity so we can really have someone represent you and I in the House of Congress and in the White House that has compassion, forgiveness, you know, a higher frequency of energy.
Well, yet another example where the arts could be hopefully an inspiration and a guidebook to our leaders.
Yes, I think so. You know, I really believe that artists who present spiritual music, they remind the rest of the people that everyone is capable to create and manifest divine miracles and blessings.
Well said, indeed. It's a great treat to talk with you, Carlos. Thank you so much for making time for us. I look forward to the show. Be well and safe travels on the road.
Thank you. Best to your family, and stay happy and have fun.